The original Mayflower that sailed with 102 pilgrims back in 1620 is long gone, but another ship by the same name still occupies a place on the Plymouth coastline. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. The Mayflower ship that brought the Pilgrims to Plymouth in 1620 is believed to have been broken into pieces 4 years later and used in the construction of a barn in England. However, there's another Mayflower you can see today.
Mayflower 2 is an awesome example of an early 17th century vessel in the accuracy of its design. We knew that the ship was 180 tons burden, which means it could carry 180 one-ton barrels.
And as Whit Perry explains, knowing the carrying capacity of the original Mayflower allowed naval architects to project the approximate dimensions of the original ship. This new Mayflower was constructed in 1955.
We don't normally do the proverbial 3-hour cruise like the SS Minnow of Gilligan's Island fame, but we do try and get it out for historical and educational purposes here in Cape Cod Bay, and it's been as far away as Florida since it came in 57.
While about 4 centuries have passed, the Mayflower II sails in the same way her namesake did.
We do not have a motor, propulsion motor, on Mayflower II. We sail just as they would have. We have lots of everybody in our volunteer crew, and yes, just pulling on lines at the right time.
And steering this ship is a real step back in time.
They were not using ship's wheels at this time period. Ship's wheels were not commonly used until late in the 17th century by the Dutch. So it's very unique to steer this ship with a vertical stick.
Thousands of visitors every year come here to board the Mayflower II for a glimpse of what those pilgrims might have experienced. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.